Good evening, everybody. It's 6 o'clock Saturday evening, and welcome to another edition of the Don and Wynn Show. And this evening, this is Wynn Free, and it will be the Wynn Show because Don, as some of you know, is visiting his mother. And so we have a very interesting guest this evening to talk to. And maybe Don will call in the middle of the show, because I actually miss him, and particularly his mother. So they're both together, so maybe we'll hear from them as the show progresses. As many of you who have been our regular listeners know, I am the principal author of the book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, and during the period of time that I was writing the book, I had a fairly unusual experience of communication with intelligences on the other side of the veil that identified themselves as the Council of Elohim, and that this experience was coordinated with some very accurate future predictions, a miracle of healing with my sister, and many questions and answers that we had, where I was invited to ask anything, and I asked, and they answered, and I have a perspective of things through these voices that have talked to me through two girlfriends that is fairly unusual, and there's aspects of it that make a lot of sense and coordinate with other things, and there's other aspects that kind of stand alone, and one has to consider, are they true or are they not true? Of course, one of the more controversial aspects of the messages and the conversations had to do with the idea of ascension. And the idea of leaving this realm in your body and ending up somewhere else. Now, one of the more unusual things about this was that I was writing the book, Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, and I was deeply studying the channelings of David Wilcock. And David was communicating with a group soul that identified themselves as a group soul by the name of Ra, and in his messages and channelings, there was also a very strong indication of the idea of ascension, and in fact, this group soul said at one point that they were kind of the administrator of it, that they would arrive in our skies, and that we would be ready, our bags had to be packed, and that we would end up somewhere else. And now, I equated this myself. I said, it's kind of like a bus driver coming to your house and saying, okay, are you ready? And you say, where are we going? And he says, well, don't you know? And if you say, no, tell me. And he says, well, I got no time. He says, well, maybe next time around, which might be, according to the information we're getting, maybe 100,000 years from now and on some other planet. Now, is this true? I couldn't validate that it was true, but I said, if it is true, it's kind of important. And the ticket for this event, the ticket to get on the bus, was having an open heart. Not a perfectly open heart. In fact, they said 51% open heart. Then, of course, when I had my own channeling while I was writing the book, you know what, there's a lot of background noise. Is there somebody making noise in the background? It's going out on the air, so try to keep it down, please. Thank you. While I was writing the book and had my channeling experience, I asked question after question concerning this idea of ascension. And in addition to a lot of very wise counsel, in addition to a miracle, in addition to future prognostications that were very accurate, I got a 100% confirmation about every aspect of ascension as I was writing in the book. And so I started to think maybe I've got it right. Now, I never say that this is the truth. When I present it to people, I say, here's the circumstances, here's what's said, and you draw your own conclusions. Well, this past week, I met a gentleman who I had a long conversation with, and he's fairly renowned in Europe and has people that pay a lot of attention to him all over the world. And he has had an experience of leaving his body, also had an experience of communication with the other side. And his understanding of this ascension concept very much matched my own. And we had long discussion about this, and I thought it was interesting enough topic to have him be a guest on the Don and Wynn Show. So do we have Dr. Joseph on the line?
Yes, I am here. I'm listening.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Okay. Is that you making noise in the background?
No, I hear it from your communication. It
Yes. Fades
away and come back, yes.
Yes, I don't know where it's coming from because I'm on my cell phone, so there's no other line. So excuse us in listeners.
Yes.
Because we have a strange
interruption
in the background, so we're just going to have to work through that. Seth, are you listening? Seth? Okay, sorry for that interruption. We were just checking with the BBS radio engineer to see if they left something off the hook, if they were making that noise, and they weren't. But you know what? The noise has stopped, so
yes.
maybe there was something off the hook over there, and he didn't know it, and we caught it. But in any case, here we are, and we have a quiet line. And some of the background of Dr. Joseph. And I'm probably going to get this wrong, and I'll probably turn it over to him to finish, but he has an alternative clinic in the Netherlands where he has treated many people with alternative remedies. He has studied, I believe, acupuncture, yes?
Yes, I must say acupuncture, holistic medicine, Eastern medicine. You can say also regular medicine 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
We work with a lot of tense machines, but the most important thing is the vision. I'm a visionary.
Okay.
So I can see through nearly everything. I can see through space.
Well, when you say you're a visionary, I believe that you're saying it in a different way than most Americans would think of that word, okay? Because...
Yes.
The American use of the word visionary would be somebody that maybe sees how the future could be and then they try to make it that way.
No,
like,
no.
Like Frank Lloyd Wright would have been a visionary, perhaps.
Yeah,
or,
yes.
But when you say you're a visionary, what you mean is you have what might be called clairvision or the ability...
Clairvision.
The ability to see auras or see into bodies or see... things at a distance or feel them at a distance and be able to view them.
No, I don't feel. I see what's going on in the body. I see the color changes. I read your mind. I know your past. I know what will be in the future. I go into your family situation. I see where it comes from. I see the blockages and I can release you from your blockages.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that is the energetic blockage, which caused then sicknesses.
Yes. Let me ask you, when you grew up, when you were a young man, did you have these abilities, or is it something that developed as a result of training or growth? How did you come to those things?
Well, I think the secret thereof is I was born very ill, and the medical doctors told my mom I had 5 years to live. My blood was very poisoned. 70 years ago, when a woman had a kidney problem, one of the two will die, or the baby or the mother. So we both remained, but I was to die in 5 years. I overlived with a lot of care and medicine. I remember I could not go like 3, 4, 5 years. I could not go to any school. Seven years, I got a lung problem, the beginning of tuberculosis.
Joseph, how old were you then?
I was 7 to 8 years.
7 to 8 years old. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So go ahead. Excuse me for interrupting. I just wanted to make sure we get it in
time. After that, I was never 100%. But the strange thing is I was born with all type of spot on my body. And my color was not... My family is very fair-skinned. It's white and blue eyes and green eyes. And I was born Indian, very dark, and with a lot of spot. You know, like a suck. The body was sucked all over.
Mm-hmm.
8, 9 years, there was a problem in the family because in those days, I'm from Syrian family, descendants.
Mm-hmm.
And Syrian descendants, everything that is not Syrian in those days, in the Western world, they don't have television as yet. They have a gramophone of a disc player. I was not like them. It was a whole... group of Syrian on the island of Curaçao. My parents did migrate from Syria to that island.
Curaçao is near the Netherlands, correct?
It's Netherlands Island,
mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
So it created a family problem, and they decided to put me and my mother out of the situation because it was embarrassing for the Syrian community. I was a bastard. I was declared bastard.
Mm-hmm.
From that day, I don't have contact with off. They never took contact with me again. My father died. My mother died. My brothers and sisters are in the world still, but we never had any communication. So I was alone. And that is the beginning of how to evolve. Or you evolve, or you kill yourself, because you have nobody to take care of you, you have no family, you are like in a hole.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the whole thing, the whole process of reaching up and creating a strong will to survive in sport and my life, it was hardship. I went into sport, I bettered the world record in press, I better it again against the record of the Russian and the American. So it is in Guinness and the incredible feats of the world. I fought with bulls in the arena, turned bulls down. They called me the pompous bull. Bob Hoffman, Wader, called me the pompous bull. But that gave me the spiritual power of focusing, of concentration, of wanted things to happen. What happened to the people right now is they need to develop this willpower, the spiritual willpower, as we are entering now in a very critical situation. This critical situation was conveyed to me by a student of mine that is astronom. And he told me that the planets, and this is going to happen, every astronom knows it. The planets will take a line.
Excuse me. Let me just make sure I understand. It was an astronomer who told you that.
Astronomer, yes.
Astronomer.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
And they have the chart. Every 3 months, they make a new chart.
Mm-hmm.
The planets are coming into a line, like in the year 2000, they were in a line. You remember that the Earth was in between the planets.
Mm-hmm.
Now the Earth will be on the other side of the Sun, and the other planets, the big planets and the two small ones, will be on the other side of Earth, on the other side of the Sun. So mm-hmm. the whole electric magnetic pull of those planets will be straightened towards the Sun as the Sun pulls it in, but then ejected onto Earth. And that is our big problem.
Mm-hmm.
But before I continue in this, I have to go back. I was trained by the spiritual people. I was trained by the Masons. I was trained by Rosicrucians and the Yogi. I myself became a Swami. That's one of the high stages of yoga, which I did not feel that was the stage I wanted. But during these years, I was the guinea pig of this Swami, because he was from a caste family of priests.
And what country was this in? Was this in the Netherlands?
No. I was in India. I was in Trinidad. In Trinidad, I spent 5 years training.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to India. I stayed nearly a year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But okay. In those days, what he did was first meditation, which I had in sport developed already. The second time around, I went into fasting. That is the secret. There is a big secret there. And then I was put on a swinging bed, a bed that would not touch the ground. On the seventh day, I'd gone into a deep trance, but I saw my body lying on the bed, and he was sitting next to me. So one time I came back, I heard a snap like cracking in my head. He told me, he was laughing, he said, in about 6 months' time, we will try it again. When he tried it, I was prepared for it. And on the third day, I consciously left the body. I know now the technique on doing it. I did it another time.
Now, this was the... Now, let me just make sure I understand. You were laying on this bed, okay?
Yes.
And it was a special bed that didn't touch the ground, correct?
It has, yes.
And you did it once, and then 6 months later, you did it again, right?
I did it again. Yes.
And you had the experience, which other people have talked about, of leaving your body. Was this astral travel that you had?
No. This is not astral traveling. This is higher traveling.
Okay.
Mentally, there is a sequence and there is a system you have to develop before you can do this. So that is the secret.
Mm-hmm.
The secret is, in your body, there are a lot of cells, endocrine cells. And those endocrine cells work with all the hormones. It is a combination of endocrine cells and the reptile system, stem brain. You know the stem brain, the old system?
Yes.
Okay, the old system you have to combine, and that is the secret, how to combine it. It is a training. And the one that trains you will do it in sequences before you are initiated. When you are initiated, you more or less prepare to have the key in order to open the doors. At the present time, there are 12 of those doors, vortexes. You have to know the certain sound to use. You have to know the position of the finger. You have to control the respiration, the inhaling and exhaling. And then you have to focus, you have to train your attention. Your attention can waver. Because if you don't train the attention, you're busy with all type of ideas that coming through the young brain. You have three brains up there. But in fact, the total of the 12 brains are not really activated. And we come to the big secret. In the body lies a secret place in which the Merkaba dwells. We call it the Merkaba.
The Merkaba.
In India, the Merkaba.
Mm-hmm.
Melchizedek wrote a lot of books over this.
Mm-hmm.
In the old days, they call it the Kundalini. Now, the Kundalini power has to be released, but if the body is not prepared, it will jam in one of those vortexes, and the result might be sickness or even death.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to clean the body certain while, a year or two, while you're receiving instruction and training. You have to know the mantram. The mantram are recitations. They are vowels.
Mm-hmm.
And then the big secret lies in the tea. The tea can only be given to the one that has already passed and come back. There are certain people that has passed through accident, and they called it, I was out of the body experience. But that is close by. That is in the astral plane.
Mm-hmm.
When you train and you get the illumination and you have the light, because you have to see the light. Nobody can tell you, I'm in the light, I'm a light color of a yellow color. No, I see if you have it or not. The person that is trained will also begin to become aware of the colors. And when you have that white color, and if you transcend, you ascend, you go into the light.
Mm-hmm.
And so there you get the great Joseph, initiation.
Let me go back, and I want to ask some questions about what you've been saying. So you were, 6 months later, you were in this bed, and you had the experience of leaving your body, correct?
Yes.
And,
yes.
And in terms of time on the earth plane, how many days or how many hours were you gone from your body?
Well, I was, as my friend the Swami told me, 28 days out of my body.
28. But, so your Swami was there. And he saw that your body was just laying there for 28 days, correct?
Yeah, he take care of me. He did moisture my lips because I needed some liquid.
Mm-hmm.
But the technique is how to leave the body. You need the technique.
Yeah.
It's not just laying down and go.
You know, I'm asking the questions because people that are hearing this for the first time, they need to understand the circumstances, just so that you're credible, because I think it's quite a claim to say that you left the body for 28 days.
Yes.
And during those 28 days, where were you?
I went into the light. I can say I, because I can see myself, but I see the surroundings are light. It was diamond color light. It is not the white color we know. It is a different type of translucent, beautiful light. And in that light, what you perceive is a type of silhouette. You can say it is a human silhouette, a human form. It is a silhouette, and that is pure spiritual communication there.
So you were actually, you were communicating to beings of light? Is that what you're saying?
I say, I communicated with them. They told me that I have to go back, but not before they have shown me my mission.
Mm-hmm.
They told me, your mission is not completed. You have to go back.
Mm-hmm.
So I got my initiation. At that particular time, they have given me what I carry. It's the Maha Merkaba. I carry that. It is in no book. Nobody
mm-hmm.
knows. Everybody is seeking for the Maha Merkaba. They know the mm-hmm. Merkaba. They are writing books of the Merkaba, but they don't of the Maha Merkaba. It
mm-hmm.
is nowhere.
The Maha Merkaba, is that the word you're using?
Maha.
Maha.
It is, yes. It is
great,
higher than the Merkaba.
The bigger Merkaba.
It is the vehicle you need in order to travel. mm-hmm. into the light real, not the astral. The astral, when you disease, you go into the lower astral, and from there, you have to see if you come back or you go higher. Mm-hmm. But the Maka Mechaba is a type of spiritual light vehicle. You can only travel in light with a light vehicle. You can go with a physical body into light.
Mm-hmm.
The frequency of light is too high.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the light we know of 300,000 kilometers per second. It's a mm-hmm. higher frequency.
So, when you got at communications, how did you feel the communications? Can you describe it? Was it telepathic? Was it?
No, it was direct. It's not telepathic. I can explain it this way. If you're driving on the roadside, on the countryside, and you are a very sensitive being, and there's a lot of people that are listening now, you feel sometimes as you're passing through one group of trees or highway of mountain, you feel sensation. Or you go into the mountains, you feel another sensation. Or if you hear the leaves of the trees with the wind, it gives you a sensation. Or music creates another sensation.
Mm-hmm.
This communication is, you become the sensation. It was not telepathic. You are in the sensation. You are one with the sensation. It is not I and you and telepathy from one to the other. You become what there reigns there, what is there manifesting. You become part of it. It
mm-hmm.
is one whole.
Mm-hmm. Now,
one body.
Your teacher who was watching you and taking care of you, okay?
Yes.
Could he do this also?
No. I was the guinea pig, and he never went. He was the son of a pundit. A pundit is a priest.
Mm-hmm.
And they had an old book they called the Patra.
Mm-hmm.
And in the Patra is the Indian book where everything is written, your birthday, they know your character. What you have also here now, you can have a very good book that tells you everything about your birthday, your character. But each character of everybody is the same, nearly the same. There is no difference in character.
Mm-hmm.
If we're talking about the zodiac, everybody has something about every other house in the zodiac. But this teacher of mine never went there. He knew there was a way.
Mm-hmm.
And I was the one that he trained for. He trained me 5 years.
So he was teaching you.
He was teaching me.
But he didn't do it himself.
No, because before me, there was nobody that had his vision. He could see, he could heal, but he did not ascend.
Mm-hmm.
He died before he could do that.
Now, let me just say, you used the word ascend. So now, you're describing this experience of leaving your body and going into the higher realms of light.
Yes.
As ascension. Yes?
Ascension, yes.
In a similar way to the way Jesus used it, perhaps, yes?
You need 3 days and you do it, if you are purified.
So
Jesus reached the Christ stage, yes?
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you, have you taught other people to do this at this point?
No, the time is now, and 6 months ago in Holland, I gave a lot of teachings. I have a big group of students. They know I'm going to go now public. All this time, I travel the Far East. I go and verify what I have. I went to Egypt. It's
mm-hmm.
strange. Egypt needs a lot of help. It's a strange thing what I saw in Egypt. The people supposedly to be more aware, but they're living in a trauma. Something happened in the past that left this trauma. Now, as I was here last year, I was trying to see what could I do to come over here. And this year I came to, let us say, concrete, to establish a system to come. You know why, Wayne? There are thousands of people here looking for the higher knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
They have heard so many stories already, and the stories would not help them further from what they know up to this moment, and they feel they have to go deeper and higher. But up to now in the whole world, there is not one person that can open the doors. Now, in the book of Revelation, I'm a minister also, okay, of the Universal Life Church of California.
Mm-hmm.
It is stated, the one to open the seals, and I saw seven lamps, and in the center there was a sheep with a cross in his hand. The one to open the seals, he will carry these people to the kingdom of heaven. And to know the kingdom of heaven, Wayne, you have to be reborn again. You remember we're reading that every Sunday. You have to be reborn again. And people think you have to die. Reborn means when you come back, you have ascended, but because you view and you thought and you speak and what you project is the light, and where you come, you change people. You change people's mind. Even if you are not directly speaking to them, they are changed. So mm-hmm. if we can help people to change, they will change people without even speaking to them. That is the light, that is the energy that will take away the veil that people have up to this moment. They are veiled. They are born. The moment you are born, you come the Merkaba. In the Merkaba, there is a veil. And you lose control, even if you write you are a light being. At that moment, you don't know anything. You know around the surroundings of this planet Earth. Because you are made up of the elements that partake to Earth. And down you come in the morphogenetic field of the Earth that is only negativity, anger, hatred, war. And that was all the years so. Up to 60 million years ago, it was not different. Up to 60 million years ago. Well, we started forming the cell 500 million years ago. And 200 million years ago, the young brain started to manifest itself, the thalamocortical. And it is the thalamocortical that has to be trained by every youth, by every children. That
now, listen, I'm missing the word there. The what?
Yes.
A particle? The particle?
No, the thalamo is the midbrain.
No. You said every quantum particle, or your accent made me not understand the word, so I would guess the people that are listening didn't understand.
You come... The Merkaba is at the root chakra, okay?
Yes.
So when you are born, the sixth first cell to form, okay? When the egg cell and the sperm cell of the male come together, they split. The first six cell form the Merkaba, but the Merkaba is not active. In those six cells lies all the power of the future human being.
Now, Dr. Joseph, how did you learn this? How do you know this is true? I mean, it's important for me to ask that because I am very much to say when somebody says something that I can't directly see, I want to know where they got the information because...
Yes.
You share
my yes. I have traveled wide and far. My God has given me the opportunity, and through my practice, I travel to India and all the Far East, all the Arabian country. I learn a lot about the Jewish mysticism and the Kabbalah. I went deep into the Kabbalah and the mysticism of the Jews. And then something happened. I received communication from the White Brotherhood through my brother-in-law, who was like Edgar Cayce in the same time. He used to go in trance and I received 3 years communication through a messenger of light. He would not say his name. But every Wednesday, I got teaching.
Your brother was channeling. So in other words, did you have an experience similar to mine, where your brother-in-law suddenly started? Did he ever do that before you?
Yes, yes. He did that 3 years for me.
He did it before he met you. He could still channel.
He was before me all a channel, a well-known in Latin America. His name is Segundo Galvez Castillo.
Mm-hmm.
He became a master mason later, and then he formed three centers of light. He called them Center of Light. And it mm-hmm. is in those centers that I could come and receive teachings when he was in trance.
So how often did he speak to you?
It was 1 year, 1 hour teachings every Wednesday.
I see,
and
okay.
And for the course, I lived there. I lived in the center. I could stay there, but because it was in my heavy years, walking along, sleeping in the park, and he took me from the street. He said, now you come and you live in the center. And here I asked for help in one of those occasions, as they presented themselves as the messenger of light. That is before I left the body, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I said, is it possible you can help me? I'm having a hard time in life. The answer was, none of us can help you, but you see now and then a light on your path. I said, it is strange because I'm talking to high beings. And I did not understand. I came to understand that later. I'm 40 years later now. And I tell you, Wayne, if somebody is suffering, it's because the spirit gave him the opportunity to realize and to come after why he is suffering, and not I'm suffering, and they pity themselves. No, the why. He has to discover the why. We are not only physical body. There is an oversoul that controls us. The oversoul is part of the universal soul. There is no separation in the universal soul. We call it oversoul because it still manifests itself through us. But if our consciousness, our brain, is not fully developed, it can only communicate itself to the level we can understand. So people are suffering because they don't know why they're suffering. And this is where I come in. I'm going to teach you why you're suffering. We are so attached to everything we see that little by little the attachment creates spiritual and mental block. We can release what we are attached to. And to be spiritual evolved, we have to see with another sight, with another insight. We come temporarily here. Everything will remain. We go back. We go back. Not the physical body. The physical body goes back to the elementals. So the teacher has to appear now because mm-hmm. time is closing. And we have, look, 2012 to 2017. If it does not appear now, we are late.
2012 to 2017.
As the astronomers, they will tell you, 2012 to 2017, the planets are there. And mm-hmm. we're going to get a lot of stress. In Holland, they're killing themselves already. They're killing children. They're killing themselves. They throw themselves in front of the train. They fall down with a heart attack. Same thing happened already.
Let me go back a moment. Your brother, your brother-in-law, your brother, was
yes.
channeling the for you. And for how many years did this go on, this training?
3 years I got from him.
And that was 40 years ago?
Yes, I began 40 years ago.
Now, during that time, Was there discussion of ascension and planetary
no.
shift?
No. I was too stupid.
You were too stupid then?
Yes, I didn't understand now, much.
When did you first get your awareness of this idea?
My awareness came in about 1973. That was 67 to 73.
Uh-huh.
6 years later came my awareness, because then the Maha Merkaba did appear also. I had wearing it, but it appeared to me. And I believe that was the moment that I got the activation of the spirit through me. Because I began to speak to people. I'm not thinking when I speak, I talk.
Mm-hmm.
You see, I see things, I talk. I go into your life, I talk. Right now I'm talking to you, I'm not thinking, I'm talking.
Mm-hmm.
So then from that on, I made a lot of healing, and distance healing, difficult cases like cancer, like nearly-death situation. I had 6 nearly-death situations, and this is official. The people know it on the island. And the last one was last January. This child got a car accident, had 3 big hits in the brain, and after 24 hours, the medical doctor said there is no way he can come back. He was in coma.
Mm-hmm.
So the child is now in school. He is healthy. The next 2 days, there was the scan did not show any hit in the brain, any damage. So this is the strange thing that is going on now.
Mm-hmm.
And so, as people can heal...
How did you do that? Did you pray for the child?
I go.
Did you focus on him? Did you bring
him? I don't have to leave the body. I go into a deep trance, like I'm there instead of here. Like when I'm visualizing something, I am there and I forget the situation I'm in. So people used to talk to me at that moment, and I don't even know what they say because I'm not there. I still do it when I have mentally traveling. That is mental, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
One is mentally, the other is astrally. Mm-hmm. What I do when I'm sleeping, I go astrally. But the other one I'm telling you, into the light, is using your Merkaba. You need the Maha Merkaba to do it. You can do it like you go to the moon. You need a special spaceship to go to the moon. You can go with a plane. So this is the same. Mm-hmm. You have to develop the vehicle.
Now
we have...
Let me ask you a question. This is an important question. Thus far, up till now, if I understand it, you still have yet to teach someone how to do this, right?
Yes.
So?
No, I have several students that are ready for that.
They're ready. Now,
yes, we have.
When you talk about a technique like this,
yes,
do you think it's something that anyone can learn, or do you think somebody has to be at a special level of evolution of sorts to be able to learn a technique like this?
You need first the ABC, and the ABC, I'm not in the ABC. I'm in the progress teachings.
You're the XYZ.
Yes.
Okay. So this is not necessarily for everyone, right?
No. There are people that are, I see them and I choose them out. The people show me their color. I tell them their life, and they are, says, give me a name of somebody that is there. I will tell you what the person feels and what type of color he has. Give me a name.
Mm-hmm. So that you can kind of see that, like a psychic.
Yes, I see it here. I see it in distance. I see it in the past. And there is no past. There is no past.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is now. You see, and it remains now. We are eternal. Our cell is eternal. Our DNA is eternal. We come from eternity. We have to change our thinking. We are thinking very small. Therefore, 1/10 of our brain only is developed. We still have to use the 9/10 of our brain capacity. We did not develop it. We are like getting stuck in history. We have to get released from history. We are free, godly beings. We have the right that our Father gives us. Why don't we have this right? Why can't we put it in practice? Because nobody did teach us up to now how to release these forces. It's only history in the past. The past was sweet, but there is no past. It is present. Where are the teachers?
Now, what do you think is going to be happening over the next 5 to 10 years regarding this? You say it's important. Explain why it's important, and how do you know it's important?
Wayne, I have met, I have heard you channeling. You're creating a possibility of light. People want that light. They hunger to receive it. But unless they get the proper teaching, they can only wish to receive that light. So, in about 5 to 7 years, nature will start to manifest the dense vibration. It is already happening. There are people now listening that sometimes get the type of hyperventilation suddenly, and suddenly it stops, and they don't know why. There are other people that work with a lot of equipment, machine, electricity, that get a lot of stress. It is those people that are more accessible to this type of strange manifestation of energy through the body. And if they don't train and open these doors, they would not be able to absorb, off, to retrieve, off, to bend this energy. Because you go and you bind yourself into a higher level of energy. And once you're in the higher level of energy, it's like a bullet. A 22 gun will shoot to a tree, and the bullet will go 3-4 centimeters. A 38 will go 30 centimeters. But if you take a 50 or 45 caliber, it will burst the tree. So you need a vibration higher than this vibration in order to counteract the low vibration that is coming. It is very dense. It is very heavy. You will sink like lead. Your head can keep it. You will get off the rock. You get stress. And with stress, your immune system will weaken. And what happens? You get a heart attack. That is medical. Ask any medical doctor. They will tell you the same thing. You get so much adrenaline, a neurocorticotoral hormone, that your cells are poisoned. And how are you going to get rid of all this poison if the stress is remaining? It is not the working stress. It is the whole vibration of the world will be heavy. Beside that, the former Vice President Al Gore, I give him a lot of credit. He is preaching like Johannes the Doper is preaching, because time is closing in and people does not realize it until it's late. And then it is too late for you to do anything. We are stuck in our God, the material God.
What happens if it gets too late?
If it gets too late, you will succumb, you will get the sickness, and the body can uphold itself through this stress. Imagine yourself, you go to a shopping mall at this end of the month, and everybody has worries about how much money they can spend. You come out after 45 minutes with a heavy headache. Now, that is only what there is, the energy that manifested there. Now, if you think of the morphogenetic field of the whole world, being now overloaded, it is a machine that is overloaded with so much energy that the people living in the morphogenetic field will have to feel that. As there are sensitive people that feels when there is an earthquake coming. The ants feel it. The fowls feel it. The animals feel it. We are blind and dumb. We don't feel it. Now, we have to feel all these things. We have to develop. We have to become aware. That is what I'm striving to. Develop the people to become aware and sensitive and know before the time is there where to put themselves, where to seclude themselves and not stay in harm's way. So in 5 to 7 years, it will be pretty busy already.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Joseph, you know what? We are coming to the end of our hour, and we always close with a calling in of the light.
And, thank you.
I hope you'll join me with that.
I will join you.
And, you know, I would be glad to have you on again and maybe have people call in and ask questions, because I think what you're saying is very fascinating and interesting and very topical to the time. And
thank you.
What is your website? Let's let people know what your website is.
My website, Mina. Punt. www.joseph, yeah, is again
joseph-cosmos.com. joseph-cosmos.com. Okay, and that's the website mostly for your alternative health practice in the Netherlands.
Yes.
You don't go into all of this stuff that we've talked about here on your website, correct?
No, but I have an email address too.
Yeah, so if
and
anyone
you
has
my, my
if
email,
has
you
question,
have.
You can email Dr. Joseph. And we're going to do Calling In of the Light. And, of course, we always end the Don and Wynn show with a Calling In of the Light,
yes,
where we take advantage of all of us listening and create a healing energy for ourselves and for our planet, which certainly needs it right now.
Beautiful.
Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Dr. Joseph, myself, and everyone listening, wherever they are around the world. We see ourselves in this flow of energy that radiates from the center of the universe to the center of the galaxy, and through our bodies and into the center of the earth. And right now, each of us who wants to volunteer can be a cosmic lightning rod and help to anchor the energy from other dimensions into this dimension. We right now have the intention, if you want to join your energy with everyone else on this call. Right at this moment, we are in, our bodies are in what's called third dimension, but our spirits are outside of time, which and outside of space. So that means on the other side of the veil, right now, we can join our spirits and have one huge energy at just for a few minutes. And we do that, those who are free-willingly choosing so. And we ask those positive group soul energies on the other side to join with us. And if you shut your eyes, some of you will feel the energy. Will feel the energy coming through your space. Some of you will see light in your third eye. And you'll know that it's real, and we're really doing it. And we take this energy and we send it around our planet and we ask it to fill in those areas of darkness, of shadow. And those of you that are interested, keep in mind on Monday I do a conference call at 6:30 on DBS where we spend a whole hour of this kind of cosmic healing. Right now, we're coming to the end of an hour. So just while we have this energy present, take a few seconds and think of anyone that needs healing. Think of the part of them that's already healed, and let's send this energy to them for their highest good. And let's bring this energy back to ourselves, into our own homes, and let's radiate it into our homes, into our families. And Dr. Joseph, would you like to add anything?
Yes, I would like to add the following. I call on the great architect and all the brothers in the light to sustain and back us up in this time of distress we have to pass through and other times of negativity that is coming up, to support and enlighten our fellow men, people, beings, animals, give us the strength and sight and foresight to open their mind so they can follow the light path and not waver. This we ask ye, my brothers in light, in the name of our Father, the Architect. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Dr. Joseph. And
nice to meet you, Wayne.
We say hello, good night to Hildy and Don, if they're listening up in Washington. We say good night to all our regular listeners, and thank you for tuning in every week. And we will have another really interesting show next week. But we don't know what it is, so you'll have to tune in to find out. Seth, I give it back to you.
I love you.